whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Roki Sasaki, who we talked about a little bit yesterday, that Jim Bowden of The Athletic has reported, you know, yesterday that he believes it's down to the Padres and the Yankees. The Mets are one of the teams that he talked to. There's a handful of teams. Obviously, the Dodgers are never out of this thing. They sign everybody. But if that's true, like, I'm starting to wonder, like, I'm starting to get hyped up. All right. I'm gonna let my hopes up in real fear of getting them let down, because I'm gonna start to get excited about the idea of Roki Sasaki being a Yankee. Because if those two are the final pieces here, those are the two final teams he's talking about. And, you know, so many times, especially since in recent times with Ohtani and Yamamoto, it's really just been the West Coast. Like, I don't remember, clearly, you know, Godzilla came here, Matsui came and played for the Yankees. You know, the Yankees have had other, you know, Japanese stars come play for the Yankees and thrive, you know. Tanaka was a great free agent signing, had big moments here, big playoff games here. And Roki Sasaki actually grew up, and his favorite player was Tanaka. So that could be part of it. But the other thing is, it's getting ugly in San Diego with, you know, Peter Seidler's wife suing Peter's two brothers over control of the team. And Sasaki's actually named in the lawsuit about how, I believe, like, she feels that, you know, her lawyer feels that she should be involved in some of these decision-making and wooing Roki Sasaki, that she's not involved in this stuff, and she's suing. And it's getting kind of ugly there inside ownership. So if he doesn't want to be a Dodger because, you know, his agent talked about maybe a smaller market team being better for him in some ways because of the media, and he had some issues with the Japanese media specifically because, you know, he's leaving Japan early. Most wait the next 2 years so they can hit you know, MLB and get the big payday right away like Yamamoto did. He's leaving early. You know, there was an issue with the Japanese media, and there's some thought that maybe going somewhere smaller, a little bit of a less of a media market, and finding his way in the country in Major League Baseball, all of that would benefit him in some way. But, like, I would think if it's down to, you know, obviously if he's considering the East Coast, like, I would think the Dodgers is a place that the Japanese media is going to surround you every day on a level you like with Yamamoto and Ohtani there. Like, yeah, maybe that helps you having two, you know, countrymen and friends with you to go through it all together. But again, I don't remember the media being, you know, Matsui handled it fine. I don't remember him having to answer for bad games or, like, it's just the amount of media. But, like, I'm starting to think if it came down, if that report's true, and maybe he doesn't want to be a Dodger, and it's Padres, Yankees, the Padres are kind of a little bit of a mess right now. They're looking to trade a rise. They don't, you know, they're having these lawsuits. He's named in the lawsuit. Like, just, and again, the Yankee pitching lab, as now the new trendy word that the Mets are liking to use. Blake is one of the better pitching coaches in the sport. I don't think there's any argument. And the Yankee pitching department, for whatever you say with their issues of signing free agents maybe, but, I mean, they, from within, and what they've done with the bullpen, and what, how many, the numerous number of sinker slider pitchers who've come over and had the best years of their career. I mean, they turned Clay Holmes into a guy who could be, you know, is going to be in the rotation for the Mets. They, you know, Wandy Peralta had his best years. I mean, Michael King is going to be an ace now, arguably, out in San Diego. Like, I think the Yankee pitching, if you take into consideration he's looking to develop as a young pitcher, he's obviously seems to be at least okay with the Mets and Yankees being involved as one of the final teams. If you believe the report, it's down to him in San Diego and what's going on with San Diego ownership. I'm starting to get excited. And if the Yankees do that and Brian Cashman brings him in here in that rotation that's already the best in the American League, adds a young 100-mile-an-hour flamethrower starting pitcher to go along with the additions they made with Max Fried and obviously having Gerrit Cole, the ace of the staff, and Luis Gil, the rookie of the year. Now we're talking. And honestly, my thought process would be that would be an opportunity for this owner to kind of make a big-time decision. Like, if you get him, and now you're looking at clearly the best rotation in the American League, and you're looking at another kind of, you know, young, controllable, because they're not going to have to pay him all that much money. And you've got an ace of the staff in the next couple of years at low money value. Why not go out there and make a big move and try and win this year? Like, that's where you would really look at the owner and say, hey, right, this one fell in our laps. And right now it feels like, man, considering, you know, Devin Williams now at the back end of the bullpen to go along with Weaver, he just added Sasaki to the rotation. Like, go out there and make this lineup dynamic. And you are talking about being right there with the Dodgers as the two best teams in baseball. Go get Bregman. Go spend a little bit of money for the next 5 years and just say, screw it. I'll pay you. You just got the World Series money. Go out there and get more World Series money. Don't make yourself just the best team in the American League. Make yourself the most dominant by far team in the American League and a team that can compete without question with the better teams in the National League as well. Go out there and be the freaking Dodgers, even if it's for short term. And I know that seems like, wow, why don't they do that anyway? But if you get the young flamethrower, and now you've added like a great player for $6 million, which, by the way, unless they trade Stroman, they're going to be over the luxury threshold anyway, then just go over it, man. Because that gives you an opportunity for the next couple of years to have that ace starting pitcher as these other contracts that are all one-year deals for the most part, right? Bellinger could be a one-year deal. Goldschmidt's a one-year deal. You've got one more year after this on LeMahieu. Like, some of this money's coming off the books. It's not the worst thing in the world to go give Bregman money and be a dominant baseball team this year. If something like that falls in your lap and you have the ability, well, to say, like, wow, now my rotation's not just pretty good. Now my rotation's dynamic, that has depth, that can handle an injury, that can, you know, go into a postseason and by far have the best third and fourth starter. I would view this as a time while Judge and Cole are still in their prime and you just added a young, cheap starting pitcher. Go make a bold move and be the best freaking team in the world. That's what I say.